on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Hospitality Association FIDASA says cybercrime is crippling South Africa's tourism industry. It says holidaymakers are increasingly getting scammed and businesses are footing the bill. Abelito Self-Catering Property is at the centre of one of the latest scams. Several people say they've been defrauded out of thousands of rands after booking a stay at the unit. The owners say their email was hacked by fraudsters who diverted payments by changing the banking details. They say they've opened a case with the police and have notified their bank. Newswatch has been inundated with calls from listeners sharing similar stories. FIDASA's Brad Tange says police are overwhelmed and some businesses are paying the price for crimes they didn't commit.
Most businesses are not IT specialists, especially small and medium-sized businesses. Yeah, they don't have whole IT departments just to make sure their systems don't get hacked. And the thing, it's a global thing. It's not just South Africa that this is happening, and also where the perpetrators are coming from. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that the crime has been committed from South Africa. On the other side is as well, is it's just that with the SAPS, there's just not the capacity, and that's where the capacity needs to be built to try and start to hit back against this kind of crime.
And Tange is urging travellers to double-check details before paying for their holidays.
People just need to be extremely aware of what they're doing online. They need to read everything twice. Make sure that the email addresses they're sending to are the exact email addresses, because that's what happened with ours. They literally made a new website for us. It's a totally 100% different website. It'll never take you to the other one.
And he's also advised businesses to get cyber insurance. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation is urging punters to be mindful and responsible when placing bets at this weekend's Hollywood Bets Durban July. It says the social nature of the event can easily lead to risky behavior and poor financial decisions. Spokesperson Dumelo Mokwena is encouraging people to do their research and set spending limits.
You need to set time aside and set money aside that you'll be spending at the July. You know, make sure your bills are paid. Make sure that you know, even after you finish with the Durban July and all the fun and the entertainment that you'll be having, that, you know, the family is taken care of and everything else that you need to do. Don't be irresponsible to a point where you miss work, you miss school after the entertainment is done because of betting.
And the foundation says its counsellors will be on site at the Greyville Racecourse to provide immediate support to anyone in distress. And this news just in from the US, Sean Diddy Combs has been acquitted of the sex trafficking and racketeering charges that were brought against him. The jury at his trial in the US reached its verdict, but the hip-hop star has been convicted of two prostitution offences. And finally, back home, a Durban man is at this moment taking off on a grueling challenge to raise funds and awareness for mental health and to honour Nelson Mandela. Stuart Rayner and three fellow runners have begun a 466-kilometre run along Durban's beachfront promenade. They are running it non-stop for the next 64 hours in a 7.3-kilometre loop along the promenade.
The 466-kilometre run was inspired by Nelson Mandela's prison number, obviously 4664, symbolising resilience, hope and the fight for freedom. Just as Mandela endured hardship for a greater cause, this run represents a fierce mental and physical battle against anxiety and depression. Each kilometre is a tribute to breaking the stigma and finding healing, turning Mandela's legacy into a modern movement for mental health awareness.
The event will raise funds and awareness for the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. SADC says one in three South Africans will face a mental health issue, but only one in 10 get treatment. And Rayner, who's battled OCD and anxiety, says running for him has been healing. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
And here's what's coming up in your sports. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus expects more structure in the Italian side they're set to face at Loftus this week. The Sharks draw against the Blue Bulls at Gran Como week, and South Africa's Elroy Gallant will be looking to defend his title at the Durban leg of the APSA Run Your City.